Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, you've had a really, really good finger on the pulse of what's going on in Maryland wines for really the last 10 to 15 years. And I know that one of the things that has brought you great pleasure is watching some of the emerging newer players.
Yeah.
And there's actually quite a few that are doing some really remarkable work. So if you think you knew Maryland wine, you should probably think again.
Oh, yeah.
But one that you're particularly paying attention to is a company called Old Westminster.
Old Westminster, a product of the Baker family. And these are three youngish kids. I call them kids. Really great.
At our age, we can get away with that.
That's right. great people and just a great winery. Drew Baker runs the vineyards. His sister, Lisa, is the winemaker. Mm-hmm. And Ashley does a lot of the sales work and the promotional work. Lisa has got to be one of the best young winemakers in Maryland, if not the entire East Coast.
Wow.
I am really impressed by her work. This is the third go-around that I've had with their wines, and they're just fabulous. They were kind enough to send me three bottles of some of their whites that they've recently produced, and I was very, very impressed. Let me start with one that I think is just a fabulous wine. It's called Greenstone. They gave it the proprietary name of Greenstone. It's Sauvignon Blanc, 65%, Viognier, 35%. Comes from South Mountain out there in the foothills. Just a lovely, lovely white wine. Medium-bodied, soft, slick texture, pure, clear, round fruit, soft acid, great balance and true personality. It's just a classy, tasty wine with a lot of familiar flavors, but put together really, really wonderful. I just think the world of this wine.
That's an interesting blend.
It is an interesting blend, and they got the best out of each grape, and the components really match up well together. So you have a very, very well blended, very well thought out wine. Greenstone is wonderful. $28,
okay.
A Saturday night dinner wine, but worth every penny.
That's terrific.
Really, really nice. Now, Viognier by itself, grown out also in South Mountain. This is their 2014 bottling. This is a very, very nice Viognier, and it's the firmer style of Viognier.
On the firmer side as opposed to the flabbier, fleshier side?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, I prefer the firmer style.
I do too. And you start here with a very good nose of bayberry candles, lemon, curd, snow peas, and on the palate, you get this wonderful texture, which is round, soft, and slick. I'm using that word again. And the flavors center on lime, on creamy lemon, and tart green peas. It's got a slight but very proper austerity to it. So it's not gushing with fruit. But everything
Viognier should have a bit of an edge in austerity.
I think it should, and it shows extremely well. Very, very impressive wine again. This is $24. Now, they produced an Albarino. And this is, they call it their two vineyards, Albarino. And I'd like this wine. I had to quibble a little bit about the ripeness of the fruit. And I talked to Drew, and he said what they did was that they picked a little bit early to retain acidity.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that maybe that came at the cost of ripeness. But I'm quibbling.
Okay.
The one thing I noticed about this wine, and it's true of all of them, the longer it was in the glass and the warmer it got, the better it got. So by the time I finished the bottle, it was really wonderful. It was just right up there. So my little quibbles aside, this is very, very nice Albarino and a triumph of winemaking. Old Westminster, I like them a great deal. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.